You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar. So this week's subject matter is going to be a little bit about the health of the brain. And we're going to talk about that because I just returned from a week-long trip to Florida where I had quite a few visits with a variety of psychiatrists and psychologists. And the subject matter was on the power of positive thinking. So with that being said, we are going to also have Mr. Tony Robbins' interview and discussion about his take on the power of positive thinking and just give you some different viewpoint.
Yeah, Tony Robbins is awesome. And the seven tips that he gives you is something really, really worthwhile checking out. We're also going to talk about a brand new nonprofit that I have started called Spirit of Music Foundation, where I go out and perform free concerts for those in need of a life lift.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a little interview with our own Mr. Tony St. Tone about his last 30 years of doing exactly this and what brought him to the point of creating a foundation.
So let's get into some of the things that you've learned this week, because we went to a couple of events, but you just got back from Florida. So tell us what you learned on your trip to Florida.
Well, I went for a few different reasons. One of them is we've just become aware of a new company to us called Life Vantage. And Life Vantage is putting out a product that helps people in a variety of different ways. But the subject that interested me the most was the effect on the mind in regard to things like concussions and things like depression and brain mobility. And the reason this was interesting for me is because I have a few family members that are experiencing some difficulties. One was in a motorcycle accident, banged his head, going through a concussion. Another one has been experiencing a shift in the chemical balance of the brain. So I decided to jump in and really start learning about what is going on in the brain when it does certain things. As a result of that, I went to visit with a few psychiatrists and psychologists in Florida, where my family is, and got a real eye-opening perspective on just what your brain can do for you if it's in trouble. So what I've learned is the mind is so amazingly smart that it actually listens to what you tell it. And when someone is going through deep depression, one of the things that the psychologists and psychiatrists do is they recommend that you put your brain in positive thought, as in you do things like you create a list of things that are great in your life. And when you're going through your stages of incomplete thought, if you will, or the woe is me or something is bad, or your brain is just in a spin cycle of telling you that things are not good, what you should do is review this list of positive things that are going on in your life. You have family that loves you. You have a great job. You have a beautiful home. You might have a great pet. All of the goodies that are most perfect in your life.
And that's something that we're going to really get in depth with Tony Robbins, because he has this seven-day challenge, as he calls it, of positive thinking. And it's really fascinating because he really has you get into deep thought about positive thinking, not, yeah, I've done that or I can do that, where you really commit yourself. And he goes, once you really commit yourself to that challenge, you'll be amazed on how you really start to see things.
And that challenge he's talking about for people that don't have physical medical issues, but it's the same exact response for those of you who do have physical challenges and mental challenges going on. The power of positive thinking has the ability to shift the chemical makeup of what is happening within your body. And this has been determined scientifically. There's all kinds of information on the internet if you're interested in looking in and at that subject matter deeper. But what I really learned was that you can shift whatever is going on in your life in any way, shape, or form if you can keep your mind in a positive mindset. Some people need tools to do that, and one great tool is that list of all the great things going on in your life. We've been practicing that over the last week with my son in particular, working through the imbalances that are happening within his head right now that we are shifting, both with natural vitamins and a process of filling the body with what it needs in order to have all of its thoughts going in the right direction. Now, speaking of that, when I came back to LA, we went to a meeting and we met a gentleman named Dr. Wallach. DrWallach.com if you want to look him up. His conversation was largely in the same direction of, if you feed the body what it needs, then the body can do the rest.
Different nutrients, I think is what he was
Different nutrients, yeah. And definitely he was on a natural path as well. And, you know, my personal thought is a natural path is always going to be better than a chemically induced path of homemade whatever.
Right.
So it was really interesting to have both of those meetings back to back, the week long in Florida, and then coming back to another doctor's perspective on how positive thought can change what's going on in your life. So really anxious for you guys to hear the Tony Robbins segment. And following that, let's talk about another positive aspect that you and I have learned personally, you specifically over the last 30 years. Tony, you created recently an entity called the Spirit of Music Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that and tell us what you've found positive lyrics can do for the mind.
Well, I mean, for me, it's positive affirmations wrapped within pop rock songs. And music is so healing and has such an incredible power to help you change your thought or put you in a different mood. It has a healing power to it. And sometimes, you know, if you're depressed and you want to be depressed, they listen to the blues. And people go, wow, I want to listen to the blues. But if you want to get up and do something exciting, you put on some very exciting music. If you want to mellow out, you put on mellow music. So one of the things that I have always been doing is performing shows for those in need. If it's the LA County Jail, if it's going overseas and entertaining the U.S. troops around the world, going to nursing homes, going to hospitals. These are places that people don't normally go and perform music. So when you actually show up there and you perform, it's amazing to see how people transform in front of you.
And what do you see exactly when you're playing music in, say, at a nursing home or, say, at All Children's Hospital? What do you visually see as you're performing that lets you know that your music is affecting people?
Well, I mean, when it's the elderly, just watching them move is incredible, because a lot of times something perks a memory within them. And I've had people come up to me saying, I've never seen that woman move at all in the past year and a half I've been here. And you started playing that song and she's waving her arms around with a big smile on her face.
Yes, and there's a specific person that comes to mind for me, because I've been at a lot of these events with you. And there's a nursing home in Camarillo, California, that has a lot of retired musicians. And most of the people in this particular location are between 90 and 102 years old.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people there that are paraplegic, quadriplegic. And I recently gave a shaker, put it in the hand of a quadriplegic young lady. And I didn't know if she was going to be able to shake it or not, because she can't really move anything. And she's strapped into her wheelchair. But I did notice that she was shaking it, barely, but she was moving it. And when she realized that she was moving it, all of a sudden her legs started kicking really high in the air, like higher than her head was sitting in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And yeah. The caretaker for that particular lady said to me, the only time she moves these parts of her body is when she hears music. So that just really reinforces that the caretakers in these facilities see that music makes a shift in the brain. And I also remember a time where you and I were in a nursing home in Florida, and there was a gentleman who was moving his big toe, and the nurses were crying because they had never seen that person move anything on his own, but you know, on his own in all the time that he had been in that nursing home. So you and I know firsthand that music moves something in the brain, does something positive to trigger a reaction. And I think it was a brilliant idea of you to create a foundation that allows you to not only do these performances yourself, but bring other musicians into the fold that can do these types of events around the country and around the world through donations.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things is having been a musician for 30 years and doing it professionally, we all need to eat. We all have rent to pay. And the thing is I have volunteered my time and my talents endlessly. But the problem is that I can't do it as much as I'd like to. And I'd love to be able to do more of these shows, but it still costs.
Well, it requires you to take time off work.
Yeah, you have to take time off
paying
work.
Paying your bills in
gas,
order to do this.
Food, et cetera. So,
is the same with each of the other musicians that all join in and do this type of thing around the world for us.
Yes, and that's my whole point that I was trying to get to, is that musicians still need to eat, and no one really wants to be a starving artist. And they have a lot of talent to give, and when you can pay them something, at least gives them an opportunity to do it more, because then they feel, wow, I can actually take a day off of work and go and spread some joy and give
still
some
cover
people
my
a
bills.
And still cover my bills.
Yeah.
And there's so many incredible opportunities out there for musicians to perform, but yet there's no funding available at nursing homes. There's no funding available at the jails. And these are places that can really, really use a lift and really use the music. When you go into a hospital and you play from bedroom to bedroom, I mean, they say that music is so healing within a hospital, just because you performing there just shifts something in the person's mind to go, ooh, there's a spark of life, and especially live music. You know, it's one thing to listen to recorded music, but when you hear it live, it's a different vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It vibrates differently. And also, what I like doing is leaving them with a CD or a download card, depending on who we're performing for. And that positive music is something that can stay with them and they can play over and over again.
Well, and something, and that provides a trigger for them and puts them in a happy moment when this musician came to my room.
Yes.
We had an experience at All Children's Hospital in Tampa where the day that we had gone to perform and we were going room to room, and I believe it was like a Thanksgiving holiday, if I remember right, the floor had lost one of its younger patients. And especially when you're dealing with All Children's, I mean, you got to understand that the people who work there have to be affected by losing a child.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't make sense that they would not be.
Right.
So when we happened to go there on this particular day to bring some positive music on a holiday, the nurse's station was noticeably very down. There were nurses that were weeping. There were, you know, tears streaming down people's faces, and there were nurses that were comforting each other. And we decided that day that we were going to take the time to perform for those nurses at the station. And we literally stood right there at the station and sang positive music to them, which at the end of our, you know, three song performance, if you will, impromptu, they all said to us, wow, we really needed that lift today. It's been a really challenging day for us here. We lost one of our kids today.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that a lot of times when you're doing the hospitals, no one even thinks about stopping at the nurse's station. But they go through such a stressful job just as much as the patients do, because they're there dealing with it every day, all day, with a number of different cases.
And when they heard us singing literally in the, you know, in the hall, if you will, of the hospital, before you knew it, there were doctors coming out, there were other nurses coming out, there were people that were gathering to hear us, just to grab a little piece of that sunshine to lift their day. So I think that the Spirit of Music Foundation is really going to be something that sets a precedence in the United States for starting to go to see the vets, starting to go to rehab centers on a larger scale, and provide positive music to help shift the minds of these people that are trying to change their lives. So I applaud you, Tony, for your foresight.
So let me just tell you how you can get a hold of Spirit of Music. If you go to spiritofmusicfoundation.org, that is our website. You can go there and make a donation.
It is a 501c3, so that you can get a tax deduction from any donation that you make there. Now you can donate things like cars, you can donate a house, you can donate a bicycle, you can donate products and items. It doesn't necessarily have to be cash. And we will liquidate those items and put the funds into the coffers for our musicians to have the ability to do this work.
And we're also looking for volunteers. If you're a volunteer out there and want to help out, we are going to be starting to set up a bunch of different events where we're going, and we're going to have a booth, but also helping us run the organization. If it's helping us to book shows or to collect donations, again, as Janie said, it doesn't necessarily have to be cash. It could be items that we are going to have a garage sale, for example, and you can donate to the garage sale. So we're looking for unique ways to raise funds. If you want to get involved, contact me at tony@spiritofmusicfoundation.org. Obviously, you can find us on our website here, Humanitarian Radio. But if you have any questions, please contact us, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. You can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one.
You know, that's an interesting quote. You know, the other night we went to go see a presentation, and there was a doctor who was talking about eating habits and how people that get older just sort of get into a rut of just doing the same things and eating the same foods. And I think that's what happens in life, is that the older you get very comfortable in your routines. Yeah. So sometimes your routines aren't serving you any longer, but yet you don't know how to break out of them because you haven't really tried to break out of them.
Well, and another thought on that is, if you are the type of person that continually looks back at all the drama that has happened in your life, and you keep rereading your last X amount of years that you've lived and the drama you've been through, if you keep going over that in your mind and over it and over it and over it, you're never going to allow yourself to take steps away from it and start something new and fresh. So in essence, don't relive the past if you want to move on to a new future.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word Humanitarian Radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
Love this story, and I absolutely love to talk about the shift in business owners, because over the last year, we've reported a lot of good stories that have involved CEOs of companies and the great things that they're doing for their employees and for the public. And this story is exactly right in that same vein. The gentleman who started the 5-Hour Energy Drink. You familiar with the 5-Hour Energy
Drink?
A little shot you find at the counter at a 7-Eleven or a store. They're little
everywhere.
Red bottles, red and yellow. So the guy who created that, his name is Manoj Hargava. And he wants to empower the world with bicycles.
And five-hour energy drinks.
Well, that's not empowering the world. That's just getting them revving to ride this bicycle, perhaps. So this gentleman has decided that, he created a bicycle. And the bicycle is a stationary bike. What he wants to do is power millions of homes worldwide that have little or zero electricity. Early next year in India, he plans to distribute 10,000 of his free electricity battery-equipped bicycles, which he says will keep the lights and basic appliances going for an entire day with just 1 hour of pedaling. Hence, the five-hour shot does the 1 hour of pedaling. I like
it. Yep, and then you have 4 hours to just still run around the house. What an incredible thing.
He says it's so simple that we think we can make the thing for $100 and any bicycle repairman anywhere can fix it. Pedaling turns a turbine generator that creates electricity stored in the battery. So his quest is to solve the world's biggest problems, and to do so, he has pledged to give away 99% of his wealth. His statement to that, if you have wealth, it is your duty to help those who don't. He's a 62-year-old Michigan resident, and he just did a documentary called Billions in Change. This is about his Stage 2 Innovations Lab. So he says, make a difference in people's lives. Don't just talk about it. And I love that. I love that.
Well, the fact that he's actually a very wealthy individual, and yet he's going further to say, well, what can I do to help the world? And let me create a bike and give away 10,000 of them and also give away 99% of his wealth. I mean, here's a gentleman who, you know, he's set for life and yet he wants to help others. And the fact that he's invented a bike.
Listen to some other things he's invented, because he's done some really pretty cool stuff. He created something called the Rainmaker, which is able to convert 1,000 gallons an hour of any water. It could be polluted water, toilet water, seawater, agriculture water, any kind of water. And he can convert 1,000 gallons per hour into drinking water.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 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 He also has created a medical device that promotes good blood flow. And he calls that Renew. And then he's also created a geothermal energy that he will be replacing 85% of today's fossil fuels using a graphene cord. I have no clue what that means in English, but the guy obviously is a great inventor.
I guess, yeah. And, you know,
really doing things to change how people live in this world.
And to find out that it's someone like this who created an energy drink, and you know, you think of an energy drink and you go, okay, it's some company put it together. But no, it was one individual, and yet this guy is out there
changing lives.
Changing lives. That's an awesome story.
Love it. So my next story is a human interest story, which are my second favorite, I must say. There's a photo that was put on Facebook this week, and it was of a bus ride that occurred in Canada. And there is a young gentleman, I would say he's probably in his 30s, who is a special needs guy, and he was having some type of fear on the bus ride, and this young gentleman next to him, who looks like he's probably early 20s, allowed the special needs guy to literally snuggle up next to him and is holding his hand on his chest, on the young man's chest. And when you look at the picture, for a complete stranger to allow another complete stranger to snuggle right up to his body and hold his hand for the comfort and sake of removing his fear is quite incredible.
Now, and especially because the photo speaks 1,000 words.
It does.
Just describing it to you is, you have this very young, hip, you know, mid-20-year-old guy, and you could tell he's, you know, he's got his act together. He's just got like a cool look and vibe about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other special needs guy is just curled up next to him.
On his shoulder.
It really, you know, it reminds me of touching. Like Rain Man, you know, yeah. With Tom Cruise. Because the guy's got like this young hip look. And then the fact that he allowed him to do that and someone took a photo and posted it, I think is awesome.
Here's because what the
it
guys,
just really shows.
Oh, and it says the guy was 22 years old. Okay. So here's what he said. The gentleman who needed help was deaf and had cerebral palsy. And he asked the young gentleman for a handshake. And it turned into this hand-holding and cuddling type thing. He said he kept holding my hand. Sometimes you just have to be selfless and put someone else's needs in front of yours. He added later that Robert's family sent him a message on Facebook thanking him for accepting the gesture.
Awesome.
Very cool. Love very, that very story. Cool. And you know what? A little bit of compassion goes a long way. And that story is a beautiful example of how the smallest amount of compassion took that gentleman's fear away. The gentleman was deaf and had cerebral palsy, and he was afraid on a packed bus. There you go. Bravo, young man. Well, well done. A great example you are. Love this last story. This gentleman named Philip Morgacy and his beautiful daughter named Emma started a class for single dads. These are dads that have children. And so the dad created a dads and daughters hair class to teach single fathers how to do their daughter's hair.
Awesome.
Very cool idea. So basically, they decided that they were going to put a class together and let the dads know, listen, if you need advice on how to handle your child's hair, come to this class and we'll teach you a bunch of techniques. So the dad put this class together. And he said it was crazy. We had prison guards, mechanics, general contractors, an AT&T tech, an Apple tech, a healthcare recruiter, a carpenter, you name it. Every walk of life as a single father came to learn what they can do with their child's hair. The class is held at the International Academy in Daytona, which is a beauty school, basically. And so they've donated the space for free in order for him to teach single dads how to groom their children. The men were saying, this guy's got a huge heart and he's really doing us a favor by helping us send our children to school with pride because we're able to do their hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the hairstyles he's showing are great. So the daughter, Emma, has come up with the idea of putting together a little gift bag for each dad, and it includes some hairspray, a water bottle, some hair clips, a brush, and just some ribbons and a bunch of little doodads. So when the dad comes and takes this class, he gets to go home with a little bag of goodies to doll up his children for the next day at school.
Very cool. And, you know, it's so strange because nowadays there are so many single parents out there, and it's usually a single mom, but yet there are a lot of single dads.
It's pretty much about even at this point because parents are sharing custody because they each have to work.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that usually, I mean,
it used to be.
Used to be that the mom would be with the kid, but now that fathers are
spending equally as much time in that same role and getting their kids ready for school in the morning and that type of thing.
Talking about moms and dads, here's a song I wrote called Mama Said We Could Work It Out If You Want To.
We can always work it out. Mama said we can always find a way. Mama said we can always work it out. If you want to, Mama said we can always find a way. Break out of worn out ways and find a compromise. Let go of ego and pride. Rock your body as solutions soon arrive. One more secret find. Mama said we can always work it out if we want to, and Mama said we can always find a way if we choose to, and Mama said we can always work it out if we want to. Do you want to? Break out on worn out ways and isolate with pride. Embrace the choice to harmonize. Win-win will find its way to collaborate. Two creations now one. Mm-hmm.
also see at a pace of time that's controlled by your hands. Be an individual, create your own plan. See, mama knows best, papa seen it all before. Granny just pray as I stayed in trouble, and now I stay humbly out of tussles. Put down my fist, let my brain be the muscle. Put down my fist, let my brain be the muscle. Put down my fist.
Rain, rain, yeah, rain. It's something that I share with sunny days. So pray, pray, yeah, pray. The perfect resolution's on its way. On its way. On its way. Mama said we can always work it out.
Mama said we can always.
Mama said we can always find a way. Find a way. Find a way, find a way, find a way. Mama said,
Mama said,
Mama said, Mama said.
Once again, that was Mama Said by Saint Tone. If you want to check out that song and a lot of other positive songs, go to www.sainttone.com.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always work it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. October 24th to the 30th, Allowing Adventures with Mr. Rez. And that's in Kauai, Hawaii. And don't forget, October 29th to the 31st is our own Dan Fowler with Imagination IQ in Sacramento, California.
Yeah, you know, and I want to talk about that real quick because we are going to be participating in that as we did in the past. And I'm really excited to be a part of this event because Dan brings in some really, really great speakers. And each one of them, you get to interact with them and they are part of the program. So they don't just walk in and walk out. They're actually there that you can mingle with.
Yeah, and not only does he bring in great speakers, but he's a great speaker himself and has a lot of information to offer that really makes your mind go to new places and get your imagination cranking. So definitely, you can check out humanitarianradio.com's front page. There's a secret code there for you to get your discount and join us in Sacramento if you're available. In November, we have a week long in Alberta, Canada, drum making, learning to make ceremonial drums. From November 4th to the 8th, the Tai Chi Retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. And right here in our own backyard, Hollywood, California, on November 5th and 6th, we have the International Family Film Festival. November 7th to the 12th, Yoga, Tai Chi Fusion, Playa Negra, Costa Rica. November 13th to the 15th, it's a Green Sustainability Expo in San Francisco, California. November 22nd and 23rd, Mind, Body, Soul, It's a Fair in Surrey, England. And November 21st to 27th, it's the Sound Healing and Swimming with the Dolphins Yoga Retreat in Kona, Hawaii. And last in November, the 28th to December 5th, it's a Women's Yoga Retreat in Jalapa, Mexico. So if you're looking for something to do, just check in on our website and you'll find some great adventures for you and your family.
So let's get into this. This is Tony Robbins talking about his 7-day challenge of the power of positive thinking. Some really great information here. Check it out.
So let me give you 5 steps to really utilizing the power of positive thinking, even though I said this is about negative thinking. And then let me show you how to use negative thinking in an assignment, how to make negative thinking something that's useful for you. So step number 1, decide to develop the habit right now, the habit of focusing on what's right in your world instead of what's wrong. The habit of focusing on what you do have instead of what you don't have in a situation. And as basic as that is, and as well as you know it, you've got to make it a habit. Because those habits form the chain of your ultimate character, of who you become and how you end up living your life. We've got to condition ourselves, because if we don't, we'll go back to the automatic state that most people live in today's society. The way to develop the habit is to go on a mental diet. I did this several years ago. As positive as I was, and I was going through unbelievable pain at the time. I had some major disappointments, some frustrations. I felt like I'd given it all. But what turned me around is one day I picked up this book called The 7-Day Mental Diet. It was a little tiny little booklet. And all the booklet really did was, for about 12 of the 14 pages, it challenged me to really see if I could really truly, for 7 days, live my life without one negative thought. And it kept saying throughout the book, now don't just say, yeah, I can do it. And don't just say, I'm going to do it. Think for a while before you commit to this. Don't actually commit unless you're really going to do it for 7 straight days, no matter what. It doesn't mean you don't have a negative thought. It just means that if you have a negative thought, you don't speak it. You set it aside. You forget about it. Or you replace it. If you say something negative, you go erase. What I really mean is this. Or you say, that's not what I mean. Here's what I mean is this. And you immediately focus on something good. It's not that nothing negative ever comes out. It's that you immediately do not allow yourself to hold a negative feeling, a negative thought for 7 straight days, day and night. Even when it gets tough. Even when somebody disappoints you. Even when you get frustrated. Even when you give your all and it still turns up lousy. Listen, if all I did was rant and rave on this tape and you didn't listen to anything else I said, but you took on this 7-day challenge, you can't believe what it'll do to your life. Now, I got to tell you, when I first read the book, I thought, wait a second, being positive isn't going to change my life. I got to deal with the real problems around me, those real challenges that are out there. I don't want to just be positive. Somebody says, how's it going? I go, oh, I'm doing great. And they go, why? You go, I don't know, but I just feel good. I don't want to be that way. I want to be real. I want to be on top of things. But you know what? I thought, wait a second. I can be positive about solutions. I can still notice that there's some challenges out there without being negative about it. I can look at the challenges and say, okay, here's what's good about this. Here's how we can use this. Here's how we can turn this thing around. And continue to focus on that. So I took on the challenge for 7 days, changed my life. Now, by the way, one of the keys is you have to have 7 straight days of being absolutely positive. Not one negative thought, not one negative expression that you hold on to. Got to let go of it immediately. If you do not do this, if you're 3 days into it and you do well, and then you have a bunch of negativity, you got to start over. And you know what? After you go about 4, 5, 6 days in a row doing really well, something major negative is going to happen. How's that for some positive programming? But what it is a test to see how committed you really are. I'll tell you something. After 7 days, you feel like a different person. People around you respond to you like you're different as well. All you want to do is establish the habit of noticing what you do have instead of what you don't have. Noticing what's great about a situation versus what's not great. Focusing on solution instead of problems. That's what changes your life. Here's key number 2. Instead of judging yourself and others, decide, remember these are decisions, decide right now to become curious instead of judgmental. But remember, when you find fault in other people, when you start noticing constantly how they've wronged you, how this person is not good enough, or they're too egotistical, they're too proud, or they don't really care about people, as soon as you start judging other people, you just got to remember something. If you start judging other people, you're going to also start judging yourself intensely. If you're angry at other people, there's a very good chance you're angry at yourself as well. Maybe you need to perceive more and judge less. Maybe instead of finding fault with other people, without really thinking about what they've gone through to be where they are this day, maybe we can get really curious about what's making this person be in the state they're in. Or what's the motivation behind this person's anger? For example, a lot of times we think somebody's being negative or angry or we're frustrated with them, but we never bother to find out what's really going on. I know myself, I was at a party recently and I fell prey to this. There was a woman who came to the party. Everybody behind her back was talking about how unbelievably egotistical this woman is, how negative she was. But you know what? I sat next to her at dinner time and I got a chance to really find out who she was. I got curious about her. And I began to find out about all the pain she'd been through in her life when I realized was this woman was just barely hanging on to her life. She just needed to know that people cared, but she was so afraid of being rejected that she put out this ego because she didn't want someone to reject her, so she figured she'd reject them first. And I got a chance to really know her, and she was a wonderful person. I'll tell you something else we've got to be careful of that ties in with this, of our being judgmental. Out of our fear of having heroes in our society today, we seem to try and consume them and destroy them as quick as we can. We try to find something that's wrong with our heroes because, boy, we don't want another Jim Jones. We don't want another Jim Baker. Remember, we got to judge less, perceive more. We got to get curious. Instead of living in a society where we're so afraid to believe in anything or anyone that we believe in nothing at all, and we lose our power of positive thinking. We try to protect ourselves from things we maybe not even need to protect ourselves from. Or we live in a society where we try and destroy our heroes, where we take somebody like Barbara Walters, incredible broadcaster, a woman of incredible integrity, who gets nailed by one person in a book, and it's in every newspaper across the land, how she probably stomped on people to get where she was. That's absurd. Or Martin Luther King, after he's passed on, somebody comes back and stomps all over his career and his reputation. Is that the society we want to live in? Any person who takes glee in watching another person's pain will experience plenty of pain themselves. Remember the quote, "He was without sin, let him cast the first stone." The bottom line is, if you go looking for Brown, you're going to find it anywhere you look for it, in others or yourself. Free yourself from the disease of making others wrong, and you'll free yourself from the disease of making yourself wrong. You have a lot more energy to create solution instead of problems. It's part of the power of positive thinking instead of falling for the destructive power of negative thinking. If you want to get curious, just ask yourself, what do I like about this person? Wonder what's going on with this person that would make them feel this way. How could I help this person? As you ask these kinds of questions, you may learn something about how human beings operate, about their motivations, maybe even some things about how to support yourself as you try to support others. Remember, get curious instead of judgmental. Here's key number 3. If you really want to develop the power of positive thinking as a habit, as a lifestyle, as a strategy for success, then decide right now to find something to appreciate from any seemingly negative person or situation. And develop the habit of giving compliments. See, if you really want to have some more positive feelings in your life, you got to keep focusing on what's right. You got to get curious. And most importantly, you got to find something to appreciate even in the tough times. Because in reality, as we've talked about so often before, the toughest times in your life sometimes provide you with the real resources to change your life. So what we've got to do is find something to appreciate. Not someday when things work out. We got to appreciate where we are right now. And this is something I talked to my daughter Jolie about today. Because she's in an experience today where I thought, well, gosh, she's not being very positive. And I'm going to talk about positive thinking. Because she came in to see me and she's feeling really sad. She's feeling really down, feeling really frustrated. And you know what her problem is? Her problem is she tried out and won the right to be amongst 3 girls who dance in the Electric Light Parade at Disneyland. And that was about 3 or 4 months ago. She's been going there after school every day, driving from San Diego up to Anaheim, burning herself into the ground, getting up and going to school to be a straight-A student still, and trying to visit with her family and her boyfriend. And she found herself maxing out. Now think about her problem. Her problem is that she gets to be at Disneyland and fulfill a childhood fantasy. Her problem is that she loves her family and wants to be with them as well. Her problem is she loves to be at school and really do that. Her problem is she has so much abundance that she has to figure out how to get it all in one day, and she can't do it, and she's physically burning out. That's her problem. And you know what? She says, gosh, I want to be home. I want to be with you guys and all these things. I don't want to miss out on all this great time we have together. I want to be with you guys. I said, but honey, look what you're doing. She goes, I don't want to miss out on Disneyland either. I don't want to miss out on my career and what I'm doing and what's going on. What's the problem? The problem is she's finding out what's negative in both situations. She's focusing on what she doesn't have instead of what she does have. Now, I could be negative about that and say, gosh, be more positive. But you know what? In reality, I realized being negative in this situation may not be bad. What do I mean? I don't mean being negative. I mean being intelligent. I mean being critical in your thinking. Seeing what you don't have is sometimes useful too. This is what I promised you in terms of the power of negative thinking. Here's how negative thinking can be useful. I sat down with her and I said, honey, I said, let's look at the advantages and disadvantages of both. Let's not just be positive. Let's look at it. The whole thing is positive. Let's know that no matter what you choose, you've won. You have what most people dream about. But for a moment, let's be a little bit critical. What do you love about Disneyland? What's great about it? What is it giving you? And let's ask the question that maybe we don't ask very times when we're just being purely positive. What isn't it giving you? What are you afraid about? What are you missing by being there? What's great about being at home more? What's great about those things? What's not great about that? Be honest. If you were there, what might happen that's not good? What might you miss out on? And you know what? By getting her to use both positive and negative thinking, or to be more accurate, positive thinking and some critical thinking, looking at what isn't there for the moment, what she is missing out on, and allowing that pain to motivate her, she was able to clarify what's most important in her life and what's the best way to do that. And she came up with a plan that totally empowered her. And after a couple hours of conversation and fun, she looks better than she has in about 6 months because she's finally resolved what's most important. And sometimes just being positive and keeping a stiff upper lip isn't enough. Sometimes you got to stop and say, I am positive. I'm going to approach this from a positive way. I'm going to stay in a positive state. But I'm going to ask some questions some people may think of as negative, which is, what isn't working? Because if you're not willing to look at what isn't working, you can get yourself in trouble. So when I say number three is develop the habit of noticing something you can appreciate out of the situation, even something that seems to be negative, what I mean by that is find out what's working, but also appreciate what isn't working. Appreciate it enough that maybe it creates enough pain for you to want to make a change. Hey, being purely positive all the time is not the ultimate solution. Being purely positive 98% of the time, to me, is the solution. Remember our steps. Number one, you're going to focus on how it really is. And that's what we did today. Jolie and I sat down and said, let's see how it really is. And let's not just be positive. Let's stop for a second. How is it really? What's good? What isn't good? What's great? What isn't great in this context? Everything is great, but comparatively, what's great? What's not in both situations? Now, how do you really want it? And she decided how she wanted it. Now, what are we going to do to make that happen? And she began to take actions that have changed her life. Probably will affect the direction of her life, maybe even her career. And she feels joyous and excited because she went through the steps. That's the balance between positive and negative thinking. But one thing you got to remember, you're going to spend most of your time being positive. Once you see how it is, that's it. Decide what you want and make it happen. Don't keep going back and saying, oh yeah, but it's not working. See, balance doesn't mean you spend 50% of your time positive and 50% of your time negative. Remember, balance on a human scale is a little different. Negative experiences are dense, and it doesn't take a lot of those focuses of negative to weigh a lot in your life. Make sure your focus is primarily positive, but at times, at special times that you designate, you're going to say, hey, what isn't working? And allow that pain to drive you to do something that's very positive. That'll change your life. Here's key number four. Decide not to be perfect. You say, what? I said, decide not to be perfect. One way to make sure you're negative is always trying to be perfect. Because you know what? You're always going to notice you're not, because you're this thing called a human being. When I talk to my daughter, Jolie, and this girl works so hard to be perfect. Everybody seems to love her. She's a straight-A student. She wants to be the very best at school. She wants to be the very best at home. She wants to be the very best at Disney. She wants to be the best at everything. And I'm trying to be the best constantly. In the past, she always noticed what wasn't perfect, and that created pain. So you can't do that. You're going to screw up. You're going to be negative. Things are going to happen where you don't follow through on what you know. You're going to make poor decisions. You're going to say things you shouldn't say, do things you shouldn't do, mess up like you shouldn't mess up. But you know what? When that happens, instead of being negative and beating yourself up and saying, boy, here's another example of me sabotaging myself, decide what you do want and say, you know, I'm not perfect, but I am good. And what makes me good and what makes me great and what can make me excellent is as soon as I notice I'm not on track, I correct it and I get better. Your goal each day is to get better, not to be perfect. And that's all anyone can ask of you. If every day you really try and contribute more, be more, and do more than you were slightly the day before, that's all anybody can ask. And if you know you're going to screw up and you don't make it a catastrophe, it's easier to bounce right back up. See, the only way you fail is if you quit. But if you learn something and you expand from it and you make some new decisions that enhance your life and the people you care about, then there is no failure. Don't try to be perfect because you'll never succeed. And here's the final one, key number five. Decide to develop the habit of using the F word, faith. Make sure that you're in the position of utilizing the tool that really positive thinking is about. Positive thinking, I've said it over and over again, really is just the power to believe. And as you believe, so is it done unto you. As you believe, so it's created. You need to make certain that you create that certainty inside yourself. And you know what? You and I both know there are going to be times when it looks grim. And the only power you really have is that power to have faith. To step forth and say, I'm going to put myself on the line. I'm going to have the courage to overcome my fears and to take action, even though it may not work out, even though I may put out my love and it may not be reciprocated. I'm still going to put myself on the line because if I don't, that's the only way I can fail. See, without faith, nothing exists. And remember one more thing. No matter how bad it seems, this too will pass. That you've made it this far. You've been through tough times, times you didn't think you could pull it off, and you've made it. If you've made it through all the challenges of your past and your life still works, you still seem to be somewhat happy, you're still standing, as they say, then gosh darn it, you're successful. And you can make it through this too. It's the thing that'll pull you through. Faith is still the power. It's your ultimate power.
So every week we like to tie a song into our guest or into our topic. So this week, the song I chose was Best Case Scenario. What is the best case scenario in things that are happening with you? Think about that. If you can put that forward as opposed to the worst case scenario, imagine what your outcome might be if we get what we focus on. This is Best Case Scenario by Saint Tone.
Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped from dirt to blue sky. Best case gonna blow your mind when your focus gets flipped. Give me that best case scenario.
I wanna hear it full blast in stereo. I wanna see my glass start to overflow with that best case scenario.
I just won't quit, and I just won't quit, oh no, no.
Give me that best case scenario,
where the rights outdo the wrongs, where love has come to conquer all.
Once again, that was Best Case Scenario by Saint Tone. If you want to check out that song and many other positive songs, go to www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio. shouting out some good news for your soul.